everybody, Caitlin here, and I'm just catching up on audio boom posts, catching up on booze, and I actually like it when I see, like, different tagged booze where people have, like, different topics of discussion and things of that nature, and sometimes they have monthly themes, and I guess this month we're having a February with different topics, and I'm one of those that's guilty of saying February, because sometimes saying February, things that are very consonant heavy are, you know, hard for me with my facial paralysis, but I try. And speaking of trying, even though in my time zone it's still technically the second day of this whole February thing, but I'm doing catch-up and going as I go along with the first and the second topics as I am able to record them, and now I have some time to record my answer to this one. So, the first topic, if you will, that was supposed to be recorded yesterday is, can I live without the internet? And my immediate answer to that is yes, of course, because the internet is not food, the internet is not water, the internet is not clothing or shelter, it is not one of the basic needs. It is, you know, and yes, it is a social and referential connection, I guess, a connection of referrals to things and of social networking, like the very thing I'm recording on. But, you know, I know what the challenge is of this question in this post, but then again, I also have had experience not being challenged because I lived without the internet in my life for, about 12 years initially, because the first time I ever went on the internet was when I was 12. But then, you know, I only went on it maybe once at school for a research project. And that was school stuff. But socially, I didn't start using the internet till I was 16, so I was in high school. You know, and then my junior and senior year of high school were spent, you know, using the school computers, and during the summer in between those years, I had to go back to my old methods of using the phone and, you know, finding clever ways around it, like email by phone services that I could check my email while I was still at home, because we didn't have a home computer at the time, and we didn't actually get a home computer, because I started going on the internet in college, too, and we didn't start getting a home computer until the summer after my first couple semesters at college, till it was basically a one-year belated graduation present that I got in June of 2002 was a home computer, and we set up home internet. And even then, it was dial-up, so it was slow as fuck, and so I had to learn to live with it not being as high speed as the high school and college internets had been, because they were on DSL or something else of that nature at the time. And of course now at home I've got cable, and now there's so many places with Wi-Fi. But even Wi-Fi is not even that reliable. Sometimes there's slow Wi-Fi as well, depending on what kind of connection you go to and what you have. So I have lived with all different kinds of forms of internet, and I have lived without internet altogether, and, so I could live either or, you know. I think it would definitely be hard for me alone to be living without internet while everybody else had the internet, because, you know, then everybody would be wrapped up in socializing on their phones or computers, and nobody would want to, you know, people would ignore my phone calls, like, hey, why don't we meet at the coffee shop or something, and, even if we did meet at the coffee shop, it's like, oh, you know, they would be like, oh, hold on, I gotta check this in on Foursquare, and then I gotta, like, post, I've gotta make a tweet that I'm drinking coffee, and, you know, all of this type of stuff, you know, there's all of that aspect of what we've lost as far as socializing, that could be better again without so much involvement from the internet. But I'm glad that I was approached, or I'm glad that I approached the internet in the way I did, that I was taught in school that it was a research tool first and foremost, and then I learned the social aspects second. So that, I think, helps me to be able to live easier without the internet, because I know there are plenty of other ways to research things. I think if I had grown up in an age, like, if I had had internet when I was much younger and gone on, like, all kinds of AOL chat rooms and socialized and instant messaged up the storm and all this stuff, I think it would have been harder to imagine living without the internet because of the social aspects. But, yes, I can imagine a world without the internet, and I can live without the internet if I absolutely had to. And there have been times that I've had to, because, for maybe a month or so at a time, because I've been low on money, or I've been behind on cable bills, or, you know, there's even been certain times I've been, you know, in the hospital for certain things, and only had access to a landline phone, and that was my only means of reaching out to people outside of the hospital. So, you know, I am well aware of life without the interweb nets, and that is my answer for that topic. So if you guys want to chime in, just put the little hashtag thing, you know, February, topic one, you know, can I live without the internet? And I'd like to hear your take on these things too. This is a fun little hashtag challenge thingy. So yeah, catch you all on the next question.